Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. The admission of girls won't begin right away. Starting in the 2018 program years, families can choose to sign up their sons and daughters for Cub Scouts. Existing PACs may choose to establish a new girl PAC. May choose. You get that, citizen? May choose. Establish a PAC that consists of girl dens and boy dens, or remain an all-boy pack. In other words, we can have co-ed, or we can have no-ed. Oh, wait a minute. Why even hold out the prospect for sexual separation to begin with? You never know when a five-year-old who signed up as a girl Cub Scout may want to become a boy Cub Scout. Do you have a policy in place to assist them in transitioning? Cub Scout dens will be single gender, all boys or all girls. That's a good one. You know, you had me for a minute there. Oh, they will be until Masha Guessing gets a hold of it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You just wait. Well, no, really, guys, gals, sisters, brothers, sisters. No, really, we're going to separate them into, you know, girls and boys. Well, at least to begin with. Sure you are. It won't be until 2019 when the Boy Scouts start to admit girls. Oh, you got to wait 2 years. You know what I think? I think you should sue them now and make them do it now. How dare they make you have to take separate trips to boy and girl scout camps. You're busy, Mom, aren't you? Your organization promises the girls will be eligible to reach the coveted level of Eagle Scout. Now, wait a minute now. What gender is an eagle? Most people tend to think that eagles are big, magnificent birds. Male. But you do know that if you're a hunter, you know this, that it birds, especially in the duck family, most bird species, the male is always a magnificent one. The female is always ugly. No, it's just the way nature is. The mallard duck, the male mallard is magnificent. The female mallard you wouldn't even recognize. The male eagle is magnificent. The female eagle is not. They're different. The male cardinal is a male cardinal. Big, beautiful, red. Female cardinal is, that's not a cardinal. Yes, it is. No, it's not. Oh, yeah, it is. It's the female, dummy. Now, how are we going to deal with this disparity here with Eagle Scouts? You're going to have to uglinate that eagle up. You're going to have to, well, I was going to say you're going to have to give it some decolletage, but then again, since most teenage girls are busy spending their waking hours figuring out how to lop off their decolletage because their parents told them it's okay to transition, what do we need decolletage for any longer, right? The BSA has 2.1 million members. Watch that number go down. between the ages of 7 and 21. Now, this is going to be a fascinating thing to watch. You know, after the Second Vatican Council, Catholics were told, men are Catholic, men is Catholic, this change is going to be good for the church. You just wait and see. Right?